This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It was one of those rare days yesterday, Brian, where I did not have the TV on any sports even once throughout the course of the day. That's a lie. I flipped it over to the Rockies during my son's bath time. But that was it. That was it.
I spent zero time with it.
No, none at all.
No.
Rockies win.
Yeah, they start too late. When they play out there. So I why even begin is my thought. I'll find out in the morning that we lost by two. But they played tough in this series against the Dodgers straight up. I mean, they easily could have won two of these games.
Yeah, the Dodgers turned into the Bad News Bears in the ninth inning to allow the Rockies to win that game. It was a sacrifice bunt from Jake McCarthy that was just trying to get the tying run across. And then there was a couple of throwing errors by the Dodgers, and the Rockies took the 4-3 lead. So McCarthy hits a sacrifice bunt to third. The throw goes to first. Carrick scores and Freeman scores on the throwing error by the second baseman. So it was quite frankly ridiculous. The Rockies won that game.
Yeah, when Engelbert threw it to Lupus, and then he had the problem. I can just picture the Bad News Bears out there. But all of them still feeling okay because for kids, they were each making 25 mil. So. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was nuts to see that because normally it's the Rockies doing that, right? Normally it's the Rockies with the lead, and then they throw it around the ballpark and lose. But for the Dodgers to do it, how about that? The Rockies are now 3-7 against the Los Angeles Dodgers on the season,
which is bad, but it's a lot better, I think, than probably some other teams have fared against the Dodgers.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And, you know, you can take one out of three out of a team that is already, 20 games ahead of them in the standings at least?
60-33. The Rockies are 30.
They basically
55.
Have the reverse record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, a great job. Again, that's the young guys, the squad, the way it's made up, there are some fun players on here. And it's fun watching them play because they're having a blast, and you can see them kind of bonding.
Yeah.
You can see them starting to believe in each other. That's been evident in the amount of times they've come from behind in games where any other Rockies team, it would have just increased. The lead or their deficit would have gotten bigger and bigger. They would have quit. They would have had their heads hung. And this team doesn't do that.
No, they don't.
They really don't.
And they've got a couple of guys, you know, that you could make arguments for of saying, yeah, that's the future face of this team. Because right now, there's no doubt Hunter Goodman's the face of the team. He got injured not last night, but the night before. Still waiting to see what's going on with his hand. Hopefully, everything is fine. But you look at TJ Rumfield. You can make that argument. TJ's batting .297 this year. But I think the future of this franchise, Brian, is Cole Kerrig. This kid is absolutely
where the hell did
electric.
He come from, and is this his first stint in the bigs with us
it
or
is.
With anybody?
It's the first stint with anybody. He's a rookie. He's a true rookie. He's come up through the Rockies organization. If it was a different front office, different coaching staff, if it was Bud Black, I'd be worried as well.
Well, no, we've seen it where guys come up and we think, okay, this is our next whatever. Turns out it was either too early or they just weren't that talent. What about him is making you think he is?
He's the athleticism in and of itself. He's just a difference maker. Because even when he's not hitting the ball, he's laying down bunts. He's taking walks. He's finding a way. He's very mature for a rookie. Him and TJ Rumfield both. Like, the Rockies didn't bring either of them up until they're like, okay, we need to know you're not going to be swinging it. You know, it's not going to be the Ezekiel Tovar approach.
I was going to say Tolia, but the same thing.
The Michael Tolia approach, where you're not just swinging it at pickoffs. You know, like that's how some of these guys look. And Carrick, I mean, he's batting .318 as a rookie, and he is. I mean, he's just electric. Like the closest comparison, you know, that I have for him is Pete Crow Armstrong for the Chicago Cubs, who is just absolutely electric. But you've got multiple guys that are coming up at the same time. Goodman's just now entering into his prime, right? You've got multiple guys. So it's fun. And we stole one from the Dodgers, and you no longer owe me a barbarian breakfast omelet.
I was looking forward to paying it off because that would have meant I get one too. There's no way I was just going to pay and say, all right, enjoy your breakfast. See you later. But the slate is clear. I guess we'll go Dutch someday.
That sounds like a plan to me. But the Rocks get it done, 38-55. Now only 5 wins away from winning as many games as they did the entirety of last season.
Fantastic. You know, let's close in on that and at least be within a game of it by the time the All-Star break comes. Now we start, a 4-game set with San Francisco. We're at home, or we're still on the road?
We're still on the road. We got lost the Dodgers one more time tonight. And then we've got 4 against the Giants starting Thursday on the road. And then we roll into the All-Star break next week.
Okay.
Which is the worst week in sports.
Yeah, it's when absolutely nothing happens.
But thankfully, we've got the Open next week.
Yeah. The Open begins for the Claret Jug. Looking forward to that big time. Knowing that's on the docket. And again, this weekend, Conor McGregor fights. Next week, we've got the Open. Mm-hmm. But the big sporting event, I think we all know, is coming up on Friday.
Yeah, correct. It is.
You know.
It is.
We can beat around the bush. We can talk about the Rockies. We can talk about, you know, free agency and other sports. But we know what really is happening in Northern Colorado as far as sports go and where the pulse is right now, and that's at the back nine in Timnath.
That's exactly right.
You know,
that's
you can feel right. It. It's palpable.
Yeah, you know, I've been laying there tossing and turning. I'm like, how bad are we going to beat them? Like, it's not even a question of if we're going to beat our listeners. It's just how badly we're going to beat them.
Do you hold off at all because, you know, you're kind of like, you know, the celebrity status kind of thing.
Tiger Woods approach. No, we're going to bury him. Yeah.
You don't? Okay, so you're not concerned about losing listeners?
No.
By the amount of beat down you throw on them, Tanner?
We'll give them a week, and they'll be like, oh, look in their wounds and things like that, and then they'll be back, and it'll be fine. You know, I'm just taking it. Who was the golfer that ran his mouth to Tiger Woods in a match play event, and then Tiger closed him out in 10 holes? That's kind of the mentality that I'm taking. You know, near broke text in yesterday and said one old guy, three real golfers gonna be able to beat KFK handicap by Tanner. Okay, we'll see. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the approach that I'm taking right
now. I'm looking forward to helping call the action. Mm-hmm. Done a lot of cool things in my career. Got to call the wing eating contest. Mm-hmm. You know, last year. Mm-hmm. Out of Larimer County Fair. Look forward to doing that again. Mm-hmm. Which will be a blast. But this is kind of what I've trained for, you know, the last 40 plus years on the air.
The fifth major. That's people try and wonder, what's the fifth major? It's this.
It's absolutely this.
Yeah, the back nine golf in Timnath. I am very excited about it. Dustin, you know, I have a hard time because he's very, even in serious competition, he just stays steady, Eddie.
But he'd be a good poker player.
I'm trying to get his juice is flowing a little bit, and I told him that if we lose on Friday, he's the new tech guy at the station.
Oh, so that should be incentive.
I have not once in his 2-year tenure here pulled rank on him, and I pulled rank yesterday, and I said, if we lose, you are the new tech guy. Listen, love Jerry Schimmel, love Bruce Dick. They're going to be our preps guys. I get a lot of calls from those two on Friday nights with the equipment, and I said,
If
we lose on Friday, they're going to be calling you, Dustin. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm going to text it back and say, Dustin's got the answer. So I pulled rank. I don't know if it's motivation or not for Terbs, but I am excited to go. I know Mike Danson's fired up. I know Mike Danson's fired up.
When isn't he when there's some type of competition to be done? We're picking berries? I will bury you.
Yep.
That's
why him and I are really good friends.
I know.
That is why him and I are really good friends.
I don't want to be near either of you on a golf course, on any competitive thing, because you will not only fight other people, you will fight each other.
Yeah.
There's
a small chance of that happening. That is true. He's like he because and Mike. I mean, he has supported KFK for forever since I've been here. Whether it's Colin Prep's games,
we've asked him to do
correct.
As well.
He's
part of the team. He's part of the family.
I mean, a different events that he showed. He was at the wing eating competition last year. Ran our Facebook page for us. He was at the hot dog eating.
He was just
year,
there.
Ran
this
our Facebook
year, yep.
page for us. So I am very excited about that. 11 o'clock back nine golf in Timnath. It's going to be an absolute blast. And I can't wait. And it's going to be, going to be a little anticlimactic on your broadcast. Like, enjoy the first couple of holes, because after that, it's going to be over.
I secretly hope you lose.
Hey.
I guess it's not so secret anymore.
Yeah, no.
I am pulling for the listeners.
Even Brady, who, who never says anything nice at all about me, goes, we're playing under one flag now. We're under one banner.
Mm.
And you've got to go and represent.
Eh.
You're rooting against all of your coworkers.
I have a pirate flag. I go my own way. And we'll see how it goes. I could change as it gets going, but as it stands now going into it, I'm not for you.
That is insane to me. Okay, you are the enemy, and I'm done talking to you.
No, it's fine. You need both angles during a broadcast.
No.
No?
No,
oh,
not when,
right.
Not when, it's no.
It's not like
no.
You're America.
We're the second closest thing to it.
I
guarantee you, I care more than Christian Pulisic did on Monday night.
But what does that have to do against the four people you're competing against?
They're Belgium. What? We are America and they're Belgium. How dare you? How dare
you? So
you
are losing.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
No.
Bad comparison.
Sport. It's hockey. We're America. They're Canada.
Okay. They usually won.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you've done for me lately.
All righty then.
Fun show today. Robin Barlman from Livestock Exchange will join us at 7:35 this morning. And then at 8:35, our monthly conversation with Life Stories Child and Family Advocacy. July is Making a Difference to Children Month. And Maria Pena and Abby Workman will join us from Life Stories. A couple of CASA's case supervisors that are going to be joining us coming up at 8:35 this morning. Be a part of the conversation today. Text us on the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. 6:18, the time now. We'll come back with our right-hand construction poll question next.
Daddy's belt.
6:25 the time. Mama's drapes. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. It's time for our right-hand construction poll question here on a Wednesday morning. And, golf on the brain here this week. Obviously, we're pulling for our boy Justin Carlock in the U.S. Adaptive Open.
Absolutely.
That's going to be on the Golf Channel today, starting at 11 a.m. He tees off at 9:51. He's three shots back in solo second right now. He's solo second. He's three shots back of this guy, this Kip Popert. And
is this the final round today?
Final round
okay.
today. Final round today. So one round to go, three shots back for Justin. So I texted him last night and said, give her hell tomorrow, buddy. We were all rooting for you. So fired up for him. We've got, obviously, the huge golf match at the back nine golf in Timnath on Friday.
Yeah.
Our right-hand construction poll question today, what is your favorite golf course in northern Colorado? That is what we want to know today. What is your favorite golf course in northern Colorado? And northern Colorado has some good ones.
It really
does have some good ones. And appreciate everyone coming in who says, that they don't golf, so they don't have one. But like Joel says, Pelican Lakes and Pelican Falls is where he's going to go. You and I do agree on this, and this is genuinely not biased. Because my runner-up, I would say, is Mariana Butte.
I
absolutely love Mariana Buttes. That's a fun course to play. I don't know what we're considering northern Colorado. The Estes Park 18-hole course that I played, that's probably not northern Colorado, but close enough. Honorable mention, if it were in here. That mountain course is fun because it wasn't overly tree infested. I mean, you still had some areas where you could miss and not be in the crap. And that's why I absolutely love the Eaton Country Club, is that it's not overly tree infested. So yeah, you can miss, but the greens protect that place so much. I honestly truly believe from the bottom of my heart that the Eaton Country Club has the best greens in all of Northern Colorado.
Well, I'm not surprised with the amount of care that they put into it and the expertise that the folks out there have.
Yeah.
You know,
correct.
I mean, we get to see it, we get to visit with them, but I have been going there for 30 plus years.
Right.
You know, I remember the first time I played out there, it was like, this is great. I love the setting. Love the course. We have some really good ones. I used to love the old course in Loveland.
Yeah, that's on the Coloradoan put out a list. Chris Abshire, this a couple years ago that he's done this, but a couple years ago put out golf courses that you have to play, and the old course at Loveland was on that list.
Absolutely loved that course. And also, I enjoy playing the Greeley Country Club, too.
That one just kicks my ass every time I'm out there.
It does me too. But there's a few holes that just suck.
Yeah.
You know? They just do, but it's that's another one that the setting, the way it's kept and laid out is a fun course to play.
It is.
I've lost more balls at Highland than anywhere on the planet.
I give Mike Danson such a hard time because he's the assistant superintendent at Highland Hills.
Well, those trees eat my balls.
And that's what I told him. Like, you guys ever heard of a chainsaw? Like, because I do it. I really enjoy boomerang links. I really genuinely like, you know, for a municipal course, for a public course, I really like boomerang. I don't know what it is about that course, but I really enjoy it over there. Highland, it's that same setting as the Greeley Country Club. There's just too many trees for my level of golfing.
It's rather intimidating and claustrophobic.
Yes.
It can be, but it shows just here in Greeley. With the courses that we have, it shows how different the game of golf can be with the course you have laid out in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same damn game, but it is completely different and a completely different mentality and club choice, you know, when you're playing those different courses.
Two other ones, and these are like the most notable ones in Northern Colorado that I want to talk about, and neither of them probably crack my top three favorites. I will never, ever, ever play rain dance by myself. I will never try and play my own ball at that golf course.
Not a chance in hell.
It's too long.
Well, I get lost going to the first tee box.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It's too light. The course is too difficult for me, just to be completely honest.
Yeah, it's out of my realm.
Yeah, it's out of my realm. Yeah. The other one that, I mean, probably sneaky top three is TPC Colorado down in Berthoud.
We've been there.
Play that a couple
you did
times.
Play?
Yes. I can't remember.
Oh, that's right. Was it
golf tournament? It was a charity that we were working with, a fundraiser that I went and played that, and then played it with Ed Lamb way back when Ed first got hired. It was Pro-Am out there, and that was a blast. That course is a lot of fun as well. There's a couple of holes that you just have to stop and almost be like, I should take a picture of this. And that's what I love about Mariana Buttes, too.
Same here. There's that one hole where the tee box sits up there, and it looks like you could come up to your ball and just give a little soccer kick, and it would fly down on the green.
Correct.
But it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But there's a lot of good ones. So let us know today your favorite golf course around Northern Colorado. Let's go to the Clearwater Products Hotline. I'm sure Lonnie doesn't have an answer, but just wants us to sing the damn song today. Lonnie, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good Wednesday morning, and it is hump day.
It's hump day, 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 hump day.
I like hump day.
Makes me a happy boy. Oompa, 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 oompa. Very nice. We all had our parts there. This is what keeps Peter, Paul, and Mary together. When everyone gets to stay, I'll be Mary. It's fine. It's when we got to step forward and have our parts there.
I'll be Peter to pay Paul.
You do what you need to do, brother.
Does that mean you're robbing yourself?
No, that means you're about to get robbed, Tanner. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah. That's it.
You know what?
I'll throw
in a golf course here if I can.
Go ahead.
How about the old course in Mariana Buttes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Temple Loveland.
Yeah. We were talking about those. One of the first courses I played when I moved here was somebody took me over to the old course in Loveland. And that was, you know, where I grew up, we had like the one municipal mm-hmm. course in Mandan, North Dakota. So that was quite a eye-opener for me to go and play with the mountains in view and the way that course was laid out. Yeah. Pretty cool. I knew you'd keep it in Loveland, Lonnie.
Yeah, that's it. I'll keep my city going here as much as I can.
Love it, dude. They need to get on the payroll over there. You need to get on the payroll of the city of Loveland.
No, they make too much money for me to afford there. You know?
The news coming out of there could be different, but that's okay. Lonster, hey, thanks for the call this morning, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a good day and happy hump day.
Happy hump day, Lonnie. We'll see you later, buddy.
There's the Lonster. HVAC guy said, I'm going to go Saddleback pretty much every time. No particular reason. Sentimental, mostly. I can't say that I've ever played Saddleback Golf Course.
I have not. I've heard a lot. I think I did play it once many years ago. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was out there. My memories are really intact. But I know I've heard that course come up a lot from people who are actively out playing all the courses in Colorado.
Another one that I'm going to throw out there, this one's up there. Like, if I'm doing a top five, this is up there for me in northern Colorado. Ute Creek. I absolutely love Ute Creek Golf Course. We had a chance to play that it was an interesting makeup of cast and characters that we were out there with because it was a KFK event. Years ago, and the old morning show host, the old late night show host, me and our old preps guy were all out there, and it was interesting, but I loved the course.
You know, I spent a lot of rounds. I probably played more rounds through the 90s at the Mad Russian than anywhere in Milliken, which was designed by people on drugs. There is no doubt that, hey, let's make this green so there's no way that you can possibly land it near the cup. All right, let's do that. And that was the closest I ever came to getting into a brawl.
Really?
Was at the Mad Russian. Yeah. There were some guys that were complete a-holes. And in fact, I want to say that Jeremy Hayden.
was
out there at the time creating peace.
Oh,
I think he was yeah,
that,
like in charge
like
of a tournament, and he was yeah, I may have dreamt all this, and Jeremy, if I did, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to include you in my stuff.
I love it. I played the Fort Collins Country Club as well. There's just a lot. There's a lot of good ones around here. So for both of us, so it's still the Eaton Country Club. That place, you know, as weird as it sounds, that place has just become home for us. And I absolutely love it out there.
Yeah.
Texture
here. And McCarty's as well.
Yes.
You know, it just goes hand in hand.
It really does. Texture here last 40600. 9 holes at putt-putt is always satisfying.
This is true.
Yes. Another texture here taking us a little off topic. Nothing going on next week. We have the greatest night in sports next Wednesday night at 6 p.m. The ESPYs Gala event. John Fort gagging. It is a shame.
I never watched the ESPYs.
That was like a family night. We'd gather and watch the ESPYs, and it has just turned into just an absolute crap show. Thanks for letting us know that it's on, though. All right, what's your favorite golf course in northern Colorado? That is our right-hand construction poll question. Comment on our Facebook page at Good Morning NoCo or text us 888-530-0043. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
No one not going crazy, but lately my
All right, Brian, quickly. I'm still mad about what we saw Monday night from USA on soccer.
Oh, the complete display of crap.
Yeah, I'm still mad about it. And I'm very mad at Christian Pulisic. I absolutely, the more that I sit there, and he's supposed to be Captain America of this team and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and,
well, at least now he gets some rest.
Yeah, Carly Lloyd. I mean, I absolutely love Carly Lloyd. I mean, she was sitting up there on that panel after the game. She's pregnant as hell. I mean, she's ready to pop, and she's just speaking her speak. I mean, she's just saying what we're all thinking. And then she just posted 10 hours ago, because obviously she's still mad about it, goes, "You rest when your playing career is over, period." I love Carly Lloyd. Like, make Carly Lloyd the new coach of the men's team. Got to do something here. All right, I'm going to use that motivation, that fuel, that fire, that of which I desire, whatever the hell the lyrics are of that song.
Give me fuel, give me fire. Give me
Yeah. And I'm going to roll in the celebrity birthdays today. I'm going to be so good.
What do you mean by rolling?
I'm going to do it while I'm rolling around on the
ground. Okay, that's what I thought. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Going to be a lofty line. We'll see.
2.5.
I'm going to re-examine it. Early was 11.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
But I'm going to reevaluate and see where we end up.
You know what? No, I'm good. I got this today. I've got this today. You're enough, Tanner. 640 the time.
Who the hell was that? Well, whoever that was, don't listen to them.
We've got What Day Is It coming up next. But first, KFK News and Sports Center.
Nice.
And now, Good Morning NoCo Theater presents...
What day is it today?
Today is Wednesday, July 8th. The word of the day is gamble.
Gamble? Never heard of it.
But not that gamble.
Oh.
Not gambling. Gamble.
No idea.
Gamble means to run or jump in a lively way.
No wonder I've never known that word.
It is used as a synonym of frolic.
Let's use it in a sentence. Brian will never...
gamble.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
Terrible word.
Terrible.
It is National Chocolate with Almonds Day today.
Oh,
big fan of that.
Big fan. Yeah, absolutely. Hershey's bars with almonds.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. It's National Cucumber Salad Day today.
Opposite reaction.
See, I am a fan of the cucumber salad. Very, very much a fan of the cucumber salad.
Nope.
It's National Raspberry Day today.
Oh, I do love me some raspberries, and this is the peak time to find them. Yeah, I'm going to find them some great flavor right now.
All right. Look at you go. It's also National Freezer Pop Day today, or just call them popsicles.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they're Otter
are.
Pops. They're Freezer Pops. Popsicles have a stick.
It's a popsicle.
It's a tube.
No.
It is not a popsicle. Look up popsicle. What's
I don't
a popsicle?
Care by the technical
it's got a
definition.
Stick. You
if,
call
if
a
I
hot
say,
dog corn dog is a corn
I'm
dog.
Yes.
Because it's on a stick.
Mini corn dogs aren't.
Those aren't. They're not corn dogs.
What
they're mini
are they?
Corn dogs.
Which is still a form of corn dog.
They're children.
It's a damn popsicle, and you know it.
No, it's not.
Just like a tissue is a Kleenex. I don't care what brand it is. It's a Kleenex.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Yes. It's a
You're
it's a
dumb.
Popsicle. You're dumb.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I didn't go get a pen. That was my one thing that I needed to do.
You can get one while I quickly tell you.
Okay, yes.
On this date in 1776, John Nixon delivered the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. In 1798, the State Department issued the first U.S. passport. It was in 1800, Dr. Benjamin Waterhouse gave the first cowpox vaccination to his son. Five-year-old had to be very trusting of dad. 1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published. And in 1932, the Dow Jones reached its lowest level of the Great Depression, closing at 41.22. And it was in 1947 that a UFO supposedly landed near Roswell, New Mexico.
Not supposedly. It did.
All right.
It did.
All righty
then. What's
the
over-under today?
Over-under is 5.5, Tanner.
5.5. Okay, let's do it.
Should be no problem for you at all. Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, singer.
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
He's a chef, 77 today.
Crush it. Who am I
You're thinking
of
Wolfgang Amadeus?
I don't. Yeah, probably.
All righty.
Crush that off the bat.
Absolutely. Just and about 300 years difference. Angelica Houston.
Whitney's sister.
Not even close. Nope. Was the mother on the Addams Family movies.
Okay.
All right. She is 75 today and a very, very acclaimed actress. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Footloose.
68 years old today. Billy Crudup.
No.
You would recognize him from, he's been in a ton of movies that you've probably seen, but yeah, I don't know that I would have been able to name them either.
Yeah.
58 years old today. Beck.
Now, Beck's a singer.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. He's a loser, baby.
Yes, I had to stop and think because if I said that first one with so much confidence, it rattled mine.
Yeah, pretty talented dude. He's 56 years old today. What are you at?
Two.
Kathleen Robertson.
No.
She is 53 years old today. No idea. Milo Ventimiglia.
No.
Oh, he was the dad on This Is Us.
You've
probably seen him in movies. Okay, he's pretty famous. Sophia Bush.
Yeah.
If you say running up that hill, I'm going to stab you in
Kate.
The chest.
That's Kate.
Okay.
Come on now. Come on now. I've never seen Milo in anything, by the way. Not a big Gilmore Girls fan. What was the name again?
Sophia Bush.
Why do I know Sophia Bush?
I think she's a news person with Fox.
Is she?
I don't know. She's standing in front of a Fox thing. No on that? Okay.
No.
Maya Hawke.
Yeah. Is that not somehow related to Ethan? Now I'm scared. I'm so scared of everything.
I have no idea. It's spelt the same way.
Maya Hawke is an actress.
Okay. Yeah, what the hell. 28 on that one. She's 28 years old. You don't get 28 points.
Is that three?
Yes,
she's the... yes, it is.
Okay.
She's on... speaking of running up that hill, what is that show? Stranger Things. And her parents are Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. Oh, now I recognize her as I look her up.
Yeah.
She was in Stranger Things. Did you know that?
We have 30 seconds.
Jaden Smith.
Will Smith's son.
Yeah, he's 28 today. We have more time than that.
Okay.
Jeffrey Tambor.
No.
You should know him. Arrested Development. He's the old guy in there. He's 82 years old today. Raffi. Children's singer.
No.
78 years old today. Joan Osborne.
Joan Osborne?
Yeah.
No.
She had a song, What If God Was One of Us?
No.
All right. Let's see. Michael Weatherly from NCIS.
Yeah. Yes. NCIS in the bowl. Michael Weatherly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, very good.
Yes.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Was he in the Avengers?
No. He's that Italian comedian that... I don't even want to know. Guy from Saturday Night Live impersonates him. He's absolutely nuts. He's fun.
Okay.
All right, he's 53 today. What'd you get?
Five.
And the line was 5.5. Seems a little short.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Back to me tomorrow. Good try, Tanner.
It legitimately is going to be 32 tomorrow. That is where the line is going to be tomorrow.
I thought it was pretty lenient.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get to the Daybreak Market Report. Coming up, we've got news for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. We'll also be joined by Robin Varlman of Livestock Exchange. In the about 7:35 this morning, 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Smash Trash or Compost presented by A1 Organics, our monthly conversation with life stories as well, a whole lot of fun along the way. Let us know today our right-hand construction poll question. What's your favorite golf course in Northern Colorado? It's Good Morning NoCo. We're presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.